Hi everyone, welcome to the second half of our play session of Microscope. Last half, we learned all about the rules, did the setup steps while learning all about cakes, and played the first round of the game ending with Bobo the Monkey. This second half is all about gaming all the time. There are some juicy bits that we created that I can't wait to use in the future. Alright, enough of me talking, let's get on to the game.
Alright, and we're back, right? Hopefully we're back.
We're back in black.
So we're supposed to, I believe, as you said, Amber, we took the break. Now we talk about a little bit how we think the game's going, correct? Everything so far so good?
I have two comments.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-oh.
One, I think my feeling still is the same from the beginning. I think it was really hard to sit down to this game knowing that we are using it to build something else, right? Mm-hmm. And so automatically your brain starts to drift to how do we add to that that we're trying to get to.
That's fine.
And then my second one is I have my style of play. So my style of play conflicts with the Microscope style of play. Very.
Yes.
I really enjoy the collaborative stuff where it's like I'm stuck on something because of my brain can't process things very well. I need that help.
Yeah.
And so I think that's the only two things, and they're mostly just personal.
Luckily we're only playing this one session.
Well, I mean, I think it could have been like I said, if we were just doing it just for in general, I think it would have been easier on me at least, because I just kept trying all of us are thinking about Beam Saber.
Well, and you know, I've looked at Microscope for using it like to build a superhero setting, for example. And for me, the end would be a world with superheroes. You know, that would be the end period, and that's where we start. But you know, and here's all this history of the superhero world and what have you. But I mean, you can use this for all kinds of stuff,
right?
Absolutely.
Well, I mean, I guess immediately after we cut for break, I realized the error of my ways in not making Bobo a legacy, and I feel bad about that.
Change it. Here we go. So what you want, Bobo? The legacy is?
The legacy is Bobo was a hero to civilization.
He's not really an unsung hero then, is he?
No.
Not anymore.
We're singing
about sung.
It.
Documents were found later on.
Bobo was elected president.
In the year.
Well, clearly Melon Husk took credit for it all.
Yeah, that's true. But yeah, apparently, I mean, and we were talking about how, like, to, you know, going forward in history, if someone offers you a banana, it is considered, like, impolite to not take it and eat it.
Anything else, or shall we go to the
next
lens?
Yeah, let's just go.
All right, like, Chris.
I want to knock some more history.
You're the next lens. What is the focus?
I guess I should have thought about that. Interhuman conflict.
All right, and you get to start it off. You can pick a period event scene, or you can do a cascading twofer.
I'm gonna say before the Great Devouring. I don't know. Maybe after the Great Devouring.
Yeah.
After the Great Devouring, I'm gonna make a period.
All right.
And that is the Regressive Dark Ages.
Regressive Dark Ages. Is that light or dark?
Oh, that's dark.
Okay. Do you want to put an event underneath that?
Yeah. The purging.
A little more.
Which is where the natural born humans start trying to hunt down the genetically engineered people.
Natural born humans start hunting down genetically modified humans.
Because my thought process, and it doesn't matter really, but you don't want me to explain my thought process.
No, keep on going.
Okay. The it was always kind of expensive to genetically engineer perfect children. And so this is like almost like a populist uprising,
right,
except not in a good way.
He's too pretty. Get him.
Is that, I'm guessing, dark as well, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, this is Bad News Bears.
All right. John, period event or scene?
Okay, just to be clear, so the focus is going to be on the purging and the Dark Ages.
No, the focus is on interhuman conflict.
For whatever reasons.
Whatever.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would like to create an event under, in the period of giant space colonies being established.
Okay.
Under genetic, actually, take it back, under science explodes.
Okay.
Under event after perfection in genetic engineering, the event is you can be perfect if you have enough money. They have perfected genetic engineering to the fact that the rich are separated by having, if you have enough money, you can cure all your illnesses and flaws, and the rest of the people can't.
Mm-hmm. That's conflict.
So the event would be like the rich become perfect through genetic engineering?
Yes, and the poor, there's a greater difference between the celebrities and the peons. And I would think that's dark.
Mm-hmm. All right. Amber?
Wow, this is difficult. So Chris put the regressive dark age.
And the lens is inner human contact for, like, whatever reasons.
Yeah. I think the shattering,
okay,
I will make an event. Mm-hmm. So the shattering is the environmental catastrophe befalls the world.
Mm-hmm.
And it's interpersonal human interhuman conflict. So I think there's an event where, I don't want to put fracking, but basically it's, I think, in this pursuit to unlock potential, I think they're trying to unlock the core of the earth potential. It's harnessing it for their stuff.
Iron.
Instead of looking to the stars, they're looking to inwards, because, I don't know, Bobo said to.
Bobo the Great Prophet decreed that we shall look into ourselves.
The decree event goes to unlock the potential of the Earth's core.
Yeah.
Is it dark or light?
Sounds fun.
It's dark. I say dark because there's a lot of conflict around it.
All that iron right below our feet.
Why are we mining asteroids?
Right. When we, yeah, essentially.
Were you done there?
Yeah. Okay. I'm done.
I am going to make an event.
Oh, okay.
Under Humanity Leaves Its Shattered Home, it will be dark, and it says that some people are left behind.
Yes, Yeshua, what shall you do?
A scene.
We've laid quite a trap for you.
I guess I should do a scene since Dave didn't do a scene.
You could do what you want.
No.
Do whatever you want.
No, because I don't want to be the guy who makes a scene every time. And like, other people feel like they need to speed the game up to get through everybody. So
we're not going to get through everybody.
We are.
No.
We are.
We're going to speed run microscope.
If maybe you quit talking and made a scene.
I'm just going to take a real
Dave,
slow.
Dave, you're making a scene right now.
I'm going to put a event underneath the Great Devouring Lack of Resources. Mechs are first utilized to defend resources.
Late in the game, you're putting robots there, Hotshot.
Yeah, it's fine.
Josh suddenly went, holy shit, we need to play a robot game.
Oh, no, but it's more of like, hey, it's like, that's also interesting to be like, oh, we did all this awesome stuff, and they're like, we're so fucking desperate. This thing is, because from an engineering perspective, it is kind of impractical to use mechs.
It's very impractical
and so,
to use mechs.
And so they're like, we're so fucking desperate. Let's make these things and stuff like that.
They probably start out looking like the thing in Alien.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like power loaders.
It's the darkest days. We have nothing else to turn to. I guess it's anime.
Well, and guess what? I can't wait to start another one.
There is an argument to be made that it's hard to imagine what like a device that will operate in zero G is going to end up looking like. Or very low G's. Mm-hmm. So it might end up being a thing where, like, to have all the necessary appendages to do what you want it to do,
it's not gonna look.
You gotta make it something.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll have, like, 15 arms to hold all the scanners?
Yeah.
Yep.
Chris, it's back to you. You get to make one more.
Yeah, you get to double up again.
You double up again if you want. Yep.
Okay. They have to be related, though, correct?
Yeah, they have to be cascading. If you do two.
Okay. Between the expansion and the Great Devouring, I'm going to make a period.
Okay.
And that period is going to be war with the alien.
This alien is singular?
Yes.
Dark?
Yes.
Okay. You make an event?
Yes.
All right.
A good portion of humanity sides with the aliens.
Wait, it went from alien to aliens?
Sure.
Okay, a good portion sides with the... That's very interesting. Is that light or dark?
Probably light. We were probably being dicks.
Mm-hmm.
So the war is dark, but the siding with the aliens is light?
The war is, yeah, in my mind, the war is bloody and disgusting and, like, colonies exploding kind of thing. And then, like, some of the humans splintering away mm-hmm. helps end the war quicker.
Mm-hmm. So this could be even around the end of the war or whatever
yeah.
event, yeah. All right. And that's that. So now legacy. I have to do the legacy. Now I have to understand Dave's struggle.
You know my pain.
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh. Ooh.
So what did we talk about? We did War with Aliens. Mm-hmm. We did
Mechs.
We did Purge. Nope. What was the other thing?
We did the Purging.
Was it the Purging?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
To report humans.
Where the
humans left behind as humanity leaves.
Mm. Gosh.
Mm-hmm. This is kind of a very dark lens.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe the rich become perfect through genetic.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, what did I put? Oh, I did the fracking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They found gold.
Mega frack.
I'm just gonna be the one. Legacy is mechs.
Okay.
I feel like I'm cheating.
I think it's gotta be a through fair.
It's not cheating, it's just taking the easy way.
Yeah.
All right, so you get to create a thing based on that.
Oh
right?
Yeah, I get to make an event or scene. Oh. I have to dictate a scene. I can't role play with you guys.
Ooh woo.
Woo.
Oh wait, we have to do a scene?
No.
Maybe.
For the legacy it's a dictated scene if it is a scene. I was like, yes, let's do. Oh, that's what a tease. I'm gonna create a scene for the purging. The natural born humans start hunting down genetically modified humans. How do the humans take out, in quote, perfection?
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
It's since we demon like they're pretty much our perfect people, mm-hmm. that, right? I think it's like a destroyed subterranean.
Mm-hmm. Where all the mole people are?
Subterranean city.
Oh God, we haven't even introduced the mole people.
Can do
being
it now.
Besieged. Besieged. Mm-hmm.
Besieged.
All right. The answer is how they do it was with mechs.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
There is not much gunfire that happens in this. There's pretty much a lot of the perfect people went subterranean, you could say, because you could guard against a whole bunch of the bad stuff that's really going on. And so there isn't a lot of gunfire or resources in general. I'd say the perfect people, in quotes, have way more resources, and they're actually much more into melee and the like. Because you know, if they can do hand to hand,
they can't lose.
They can't lose, exactly. So melee weapons are a big issue still, and so there is a squad of four pilots that get into these mechs that are of all different types. You know, they're all kind of scrapped together, mm-hmm. and they pretty much do a strike force on these people, and. Actually look like it's done pretty much with ease because they learned, you know, there's only certain parts. They, you know, there was the defense of the resources with the mechs in general, right? But they're like, oh, if we actually reinforce this in certain ways, there was engineering done to actually make them like more battle hardened versus, you know, of other times. But it took all the resources, and all those four were the heroes. I think it's light, right? Maybe? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, heroes sounds light.
Yeah.
Also sounds heroes like propaganda.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like Uggos learn engineering.
Mm-hmm.
Have you thought about your lens, Father?
I have.
Is there anything we need to talk about prior to going to the next lens?
Go.
Okay. What's the lens then?
I think that my focus is going to be the the collapse of the oligarchy.
Huh. Oh.
Interesting.
Yeah.
And I would like to create an event... in the War with Alien period.
War with Alien. Okay, yep.
And the event is going to be...
Before or after?
It's going to be after the portion of the humanity sides with the aliens. And let's see, how can we phrase this? The masses rebel against their overlords.
Okay, and do you want to... Is that light or dark?
Wow, it should be neutral, but I would say it probably is a dark period.
Okay.
Especially if you're a Thomas who's a head of a corporation.
And do you want to, since you are the lens, you could create a scene immediately for this if you wish.
No, I don't think so.
Okay. So the focus, Amber, is collapse of the oligarchy.
So with a collapse of an oligarchy, everyone is like, what do people do for fun? So under War with Aliens, put Space Jam.
Is this which event, or is this a scene?
It's an event under War with the Alien.
So it's literally War with the Alien. First event is Space Jam.
Yes.
So Space Jam, and then a good portion. Okay.
It's your because the Monstars win.
It's the first.
And that was the bet.
Yeah. Basically, where does mechs happen?
They happen in the
after that.
After
although they're resources. A legacy now, so they couldn't happen anywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
So you could have.
Okay, let's say there's protomechs in this Space Jam. There's a sport. A new sport is developed using prototype mechs versus aliens.
Mm-hmm. Mecha Jam.
Space Jam with protomechs versus aliens.
Anyway, that's the offshoot series of Beam Sabers where we could do a sport anime for you, Josh.
Mm-hmm. I had thought about a sports event for one of the
There you go. Things.
It wouldn't be a cooking event, though, right?
No, it'd be a sports event.
Oh, wink. Wow. You're welcome, Space Jam.
Is it light or dark?
Light. It's fun.
It's dark Space Jam.
I don't know.
I mean, it could be a blood death match.
Blood ball.
Yeah, it could be blood.
Josh, do you know what Space Jam is?
I know about it. I haven't watched it.
Okay.
Dave.
All right. I can't help it. I need to make a scene.
Yes.
Under the Great Devouring.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
Where at? All right, so it's for the mechs, our first utilized defense. Okay.
Yes.
That's the only event to make a scene
yes.
for.
So,
the question is.
Yes, the question is. Hang on, I might have to,
Revise.
Yes, revise.
Okay.
I think I would like to make, can I make another scene under an event that already has a scene?
Yeah, you can have multiple scenes.
Let's do that then. Let's come back to Regressive Dark Ages to the Purging.
Okay.
The question is, who decides who gets the biggest piece of meat? Yes.
What?
Just follow me.
Wait, they're following. There was a. Which one of the events was the cannibalism?
I hope it's this one.
Great Devouring.
Yeah, it's during.
That's a period.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So that's where Dave is putting a scene?
Well, I was going to, but it doesn't really fit under the mechs. So
it could be before the mechs. Maybe this is why they made the mechs.
Well, I'd need to make an event instead of a scene.
Oh,
I see.
Maybe I'll just make an event under Great Devouring.
Okay.
And that'll be the easier. Is that natural born humans resort to cannibalism because of lack of resources.
Is that before or after mix?
Probably after.
Okay.
It's light.
No, it's dark.
Okay. Dark. My turn, right?
Mm-hmm.
Sounds right.
That doesn't really fit under collapse of the oligarchy, but
I think people eating themselves does tend to fit in that theme. Yeah.
Yeah, because they get.
Hopefully, they're eating the oligarchy.
Yeah, right. That's a question. So the oligarchy is pretty much all the super millionaires and all that kind of, or billionaire, mm-hmm. trillionaires and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yep.
Where is that first one? Oh, the expansion. This will be an event that happens after the first giant space colony, Dragon 5, excuse FDL travel.
Did you actually make that?
The event a while ago, yeah.
I thought that was an example event.
Thank you.
Sorry.
Didn't
mean to compliment you.
So after this, the Five-Star Rebellion takes place. Oligarchies. All the members of the oligarchy are killed.
Executed,
yes.
You said all members?
I put members of the oligarchy. Members of the oligarchy on Dragon 5 are executed. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah. And it's called the Five-Star Rebellion. I don't know how to spell rebellion, clearly. Oh, I did it right. I don't know if that's light or dark. The Five-Star Rebellion takes place. Members of oligarchy on Dragon 5 are executed. I'm going to go with Burke. All right. Chris.
Under an event under War with the Alien.
Okay.
a big chunk of humanity leaves with the aliens, never to be seen again.
Hmm. Is this light or dark?
Probably dark.
Oh.
Make it light.
No, sorry.
No. I was waffling. Make it light.
You're telling an interesting story there, Chris.
Mm-hmm.
You keep coming back to that period, and it's like you're slowly telling a story.
Take a contempt. Kidding. Give myself a contempt.
Yeah. I'm making a coherent storyline. Gross.
All right, John, you are the last on your own. Focus of collapse of oligarchy, so you can do one or cascading of two.
And then I have to pick a legacy for that mm-hmm. shit.
I would like to insert an event in the period of the expansion between Dragon 5 executing its FTL travel and the Five Star Rebellion. The event would be humanity encounters the, what's the word I'm looking for? The collectivist aliens. And then I'm going to put a scene in there.
Okay. Is this light or dark first for this event?
Once again, it would be gray, but I would say that for right now, we'll say it's light.
Okay. And yeah, let's hear the scene because I have no idea.
Yeah.
What is the question?
The question is, how does humanity react? The scene is aboard the Dragon 5 when they make friendly contact with an alien species that is beings of lightness and good who just exude this collectivist everyone can benefit. Everyone can almost a communistic attitude. Everyone can rise up together, and you know, no one's better than any others, and we're all equal here. And come and join us, and spread your resources. And the hungry don't have to go hungry, and the poor don't have to be poor. You know, sacrifice for all, and all come together. And then the billionaires and trillionaires who are taking a ride on this FTL, they don't like that message.
Mm-hmm.
And so there is a bit of an uprising amongst the billionaires demanding that the captains of the ship open fire on the aliens to stop from, because it's such a ethereal message. It just spreads through your whole body and you can just feel the
sinister.
No, the other way. You can feel just warm and fuzzy and you know, we can all kumbaya, we'll all live together.
So the aliens are psionic communists?
Yes, exactly.
Psiominist.
And so, yeah, the scene will end with the oligarchs demanding that they destroy the aliens.
Okay, does that happen that they destroy them?
No. It leads right into the next event.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
What's the next event?
The Five Star Rebellion taking place, and the members of the Dragon 5 crew kill the oligarchs.
Oh.
Well, they could have still killed killed some of the aliens and caused the rebellion and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
This is going to be open. That's fine. So oligarchs order captains to fire upon the aliens. Is that light or dark, this scene?
Again, it seems you can take it either way, whether you like oligarchs or not. But I would say it's just as dark as the following event.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right. Chris, what is the legacy?
The legacy is the ultra-rich will corrupt anything they touch.
Nice. Wealth equals evil.
Wow. We
went full socialist.
Little didactic in this game. I mean, that we're going to end up with giant mechs like in space.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay. I'm going to throw this out here.
Oh.
The vibe I'm getting.
Okay.
No.
The people who accept that the rich are evil leave with the aliens,
mm-hmm.
and everyone else stays in the capitalist hellhole.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then we are the people who have stayed.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Probably.
Probably.
Do you want to put an event or a scene somewhere to help push that along?
I'm really drawing a blank here. I'm going to ask the table for help.
Okay.
A scene or event revolving around the ultra rich will corrupt anything they touch.
Well, I mean, it's like I guess if you want to think about, like, here we are, maybe it's during the blossoming, right? Like, here's science explodes. The rich literally become perfect through genetic engineering. The poor or lesser and don't have access is an event under there.
Mm-hmm.
Could you potentially do an event or a scene where the scene under that event, like what happened?
What that looks like, yeah.
Like, the rich did what to the perfection? Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Or even the giant space colonies, there could be an event as well.
I'll dictate a scene under the rich become perfect.
Okay. So the question is,
how do the rich maintain their monopoly on genetic engineering?
Mm.
And I think for the scene, it's going to be like, it's going to be like another corporate lab.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
like a fact, like a stem cell or whatever factory.
Mm. Ooh,
and the what I'm getting at is there's a bunch of scientists and corporate officials who determine and keep secret that the only way to perfect the genetic engineering is taking it from, like, taking some resource from other humans. Like, not really stem cells, but, mm-hmm. like, you know, in BioShock, they have, like, the Eve that they steal, that they take out of people,
mm-hmm.
and it'll, like, kill you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
So the genetic engineering of the rich is built on the back of exploiting the lower classes.
Mm-hmm.
And there is never going to be enough around for everybody to get it. It is always going to be the ability to genetically engineer people is always going to be locked behind blood and money.
Mm-hmm. So is it, my answer, I'll put the answer as, is revealed the essence, so I should put that in quotes, the essence in quotes must be taken from other humans. It is taken from the lower class to feel the upper class. There is never enough.
Yeah.
Is this light or dark?
That's pretty dark.
I agree.
Totally want to roleplay that scene.
Oh, we can't. It's a legacy event.
I know.
Ready for a rules light, narrative failing forward, collaborative storytelling tabletop role-playing game?
Unsure of where to start? Powered by the Players is an actual play podcast featuring mini campaigns and one-shots of all your favorite Powered by the Apocalypse games.
Each campaign or one-shot will be a different PBTA game with a rotating cast of diverse players. We've got Masks, a teenage superhero drama.
Bluebeard's Bride, a feminist horror retelling.
Monster of the Week, a supernatural mystery.
Escape from Dino Island, a Jurassic Park-inspired adventure.
Crossroads Carnival, a Depression-era sideshow noir.
The next game we play could be yours. So join Morgan, Kristen, and Diana.
And let's power up.
Follow us on Twitter at PBTPlayers.
Subscribe on your favorite podcatcher.
So we have about 10 minutes. So do we want to just go until we're literally out of time? And that's wherever, you know, wherever that nine, you know, at nine, wherever it is, we're done or what?
Yeah, I do would like to inject something. Mm. The lens is my next thing.
You are the lens, yes.
Yes. So
what's the focus?
We can go over a little bit, right?
Okay. So let's just do Amber's round and then we'll be done.
Okay. Is that okay with you guys? Okay, so the things that we haven't really been lens focusing on too much has been basically government military. So I would like us to focus on basically aspects of governing in this timeline. Okay.
Okay. So you go first, Amber, and you can do one or two cascading.
I'll probably do. Two cascading.
Okay.
I would like to do a period.
Okay.
Shit, my iPad will not scroll. Is that because my dirty fingers?
Your dirty, so cheesy hands.
My so cheesy hands will not let me scroll on my iPad, my wonder device.
It's because there's too many scanners in that thing.
I know, right? It's trying to scan too much. I want to put... I want to put a period where it's between Great Blossom and giant space colonies, where I guess I want to call it Reformation period, maybe something like that, period of reform, because like everything that was used to be before, how humans had their governments mm-hmm. changes after this, because science now is like at the forefront. So I think there's a time where maybe. It becomes like a universal government, essentially, for the whole planet.
Universal government, okay.
So it's I call it Reformation period.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so light or dark?
It's actually light.
Oh, okay, and what is the event underneath it?
I want there to be it's huge. I don't know what to call the treaty, but it's basically like think United Nations level kind of agreement. Like we as a world, so no longer is there you know, like if we think about our stuff, state, federal, it's world now, like a world government. There's a third layer. So that's a treaty of saying we agree now as a united whole, we are governed.
Is it dark or light?
I'll say it's light for now. Light in the general, most. But of course, it doesn't mean good things necessarily. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm done. Does it make sense where I'm going with this?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. Big number, but no. Okay. So that was a period, and then the event was the establishment.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I track.
All right. This is my last shot. I got to make a scene.
Okay.
Okay.
Under giant space colonies and under genetic engineering.
Okay.
We're going to have a scene. I'm trying
the
to think
question.
Of the question. Oh, yeah. The question is, how does the government cover up the reality of how the genetic engineering came about? Because, I mean, we know now that the genetic engineering has really dark, a dark backstory about harvesting other people's essence and all this stuff. But it's also
what's the public spin?
Right.
Okay, what's right.
So you're establishing the government is corrupt in this? Or complicit?
I mean, I guess complicit is probably a better word because, yeah. I mean, that engineering needed to happen in order to have space colonies. But
cool. Yeah, I mean, to make Bobo, you had to have some genetic engineering.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yep. Got it. Cool.
And I think it's an interesting thing we're talking about how, like, this genetic engineering becomes light and dark throughout the course of history.
Mm-hmm.
At some point it's revered and at some points it's vilified and then it kind of goes up and down with that. But the scene I have in mind is a press conference with the we'll say the viceroy of the giant space colony. I don't know if viceroy is the right word or not.
I don't either. It's
I'm
fine.
Thinking of like a provincial leader type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Because I mean that person would be bound by a world government, but probably not as tightly as someone who's still on Earth.
Mm-hmm. I mean, they're kind of out in the boonies.
Right, right. So and like, so they can kind of play with. But new genetic engineering developments have just been announced that are going to allow the expansion of the colony even further into the dark side of the planet that the conditions are more harsh, colder, winds, whatever, and these genetic engineering would allow settlement in these areas.
Mm-hmm.
So from the government's perspective, it's super great. More, better, expand.
Right.
But there's undoubtedly a reason behind that. And I kind of picture like the viceroy getting questions from the press or activists or whatever that say, hey, isn't the only reason you're able to do this is because, you know, you're harvesting people's essence or whatever.
Are you dictating this or are we reporting
We're playing it out. Okay. I'm sorry.
Oh. I thought that was a whole dictation.
Yeah,
I know. I'm sorry. I kind of, like, oops.
Okay, so who's supposed to be there or what are the two required?
Certainly the viceroy. Certainly someone doing the questioning, whether that's a reporter, whoever.
Okay. Amber gets to go pick first. Woo, right.
Can I just be a person? Is this a press conference?
Yeah.
Can I just be a random newspaper person?
Absolutely.
Okay. For the World Times?
Whatever.
Which world?
This world.
This World Times.
We don't even have a name for our planet.
Nope. What about you, John?
I think I'm going to be a representative of the genetically engineered who are not exactly happy with the situation because they're these freaks of nature now who are been genetically engineered involuntarily to work in the
mines on the dark side. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And so you're not supposed to be seeing these people.
Oh, that's interesting.
But they've heard there's a press conference and heard it's all going to be light.
Hulk through the door with
their
cold resistance.
What about me? Where are my rights?
Well, this is great.
Okay, what are the two required roles?
A reporter and the viceroy.
So I mean, Amber took the reporter. Mm-hmm. I mean, more than one would be fine, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Are you okay being the reporter?
No, I don't care. I could be just a shitty reporter.
No, I want you to be the reporter.
Oh, you want me to be the reporter?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I don't know what kind of questions I'm supposed to ask.
Because if you...
I feel like the reporter should be a reporter in this room.
Too late. He's like, nope.
That ship got sailed. I want
to
be...
So we don't want to have the graphic designer have to be a graphic designer during this movie.
I would love to do that. I'd be like, I got the text right now.
I don't do it unless I get paid, baby.
That's why you're role playing. You have to pretend you're my father.
Okay. All right.
Wow.
I could try.
That's a hard legacy to live up to there.
All right.
I would like to be a representative of the company. Oh. Whatever company owns or operates the mine.
Oh, no.
Operates the mine,
yeah. Yeah, and then who's trying to do damage control.
Mm-hmm. You're like the great-great-grandchild of Thomas.
What the problem is?
It's not a problem from the government's perspective.
Oh.
New genetic engineering, we're going to, it allows people to survive in the cold.
Okay.
Yeah, how does the government cover up the reality of genetic engineering?
Sure. Okay, I got some questions.
I'm going to play the crowd.
Okay. The rabble.
Okay.
So Dave has to be the vice ruler?
Yep, I guess I have to be the vice ruler.
All right, so.
Vice Admiral David.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you for coming. As I'm sure you know, I am Thal Chonkins, the viceroy of this colony. As you also are well aware, we continue to grow. We're over 1 million citizens now.
Woo!
Pause for applause.
Woo! Yeah! Yeah!
And as the colony
growth
grows...
Growth is good!
As the colony grows, we have need for more resources. Thanks to the miracle workers at ExecuCorp, we have now unlocked new advancements in genetic engineering that will allow us to tap the vast resources in the dark side of the planet. As I'm sure you're aware, this will provide a greater standard of living for all in the colony, and we're just proud to be able to partner with these great corporations.
Boom.
We're proud to partner with these great corporations.
Boom. What's that sound?
Boom.
And I'm here to take questions.
Boom.
Wait, what's this booming noise for real?
Boom.
I don't hear anything.
Boom.
Wait, is this a real thing that's actually happening in this press conference?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What are you supposed to be again?
Genetically modified people.
Yeah.
Oh.
He's a 600-pound monster of muscle.
Like a mineral mining man.
Mm-hmm. Boom.
Any questions?
Boom.
Chris, you have something? Can you start me off? Because I have no questions right now.
Yeah. I mean, are you a critical? I mean.
Yeah, I'm a critical.
Okay.
So I'd be like, Mr. Viceroy? What's your name? Chancellor Viceroy?
Yes.
Viceroy.
Thal Chonkins.
Thal Chonkins?
Yes.
It's a slagger jaw of world times.
I'm sorry, your name again?
Slagger jaw.
Slagger jaw.
Slagger jaw.
Yeah. Slagger.
Slagger.
Slagger jaw.
It's a beautiful name. That's a future name if I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
I'm here for it.
Reporting for World Times. First off, do you hear that noise?
Boom.
Is that coming from this facility? I
don't know what noise you're referring to.
Boom.
I haven't heard a thing.
Yeah.
All right. Well, in regards to this genetic modification, would you further elaborate on what it is that you guys do at this facility?
The doors start shaking.
At the mine, you mean?
The mine?
Yeah. Well, I would refer that question over
the mine doors executive. Continue shaking harder.
Mine executive. Same question.
Security. 1 second, ma'am. Security. Man.
Boom! The doors blow open, and this gigantic 6-foot mineral mining man or woman comes through.
It's kind of androgynous at some point.
Yeah,
it's just muscles.
It's all muscle at this point. No body fat whatsoever. We are the miners.
Security. Restain Thrag.
Christine and Thrag are the security.
Your riches come from our sweat.
Mr. Vassroy, is this one of the genetic experimentations?
People of
you've
this
been
world,
on?
Your riches come from the backs of ExoCorp's researchers.
What type of what are you doing? What are the benefits for Sir, ma'am, person.
We get nothing. We do everything.
Here at Exocorp, our miners are treated very well. They have the best life insurance policy known to this particular stretch of the planetoid.
And that is why we partner with Exocorp, because they treat their workers well. I don't know what this activist is trying to...
No. This oxygen-rich environment is hard to breathe in. We're used to the nitrogen in the mines.
Thrag, you are in breach of your contract. Your termination ship will be activated.
Whoa, whoa!
Oh my god, what's going
on? Thrag, here, take my card, Thrag!
Thrag lumbers into the crowd as he begins collapsing. The lack of nitrogen in the air and the chip in his brain that is flashing.
Jesus Christ. No, we are human.
There should be a scene where I'm like dictating in my four different kids.
Is that
devices.
A scene?
That sounds like a scene to me.
How does the government cover up the reality?
Not very well.
Okay, yes.
They don't. That's the question that we answered. I got my unfortunately, I've got my camera, my tape recorder, my
<That's right. laughs>
my miniature bomb pilot.
And your camera has to have the big flash.
Yeah, mm-hmm. yeah.
And you were in all the holonets at the time. So, yeah, it's gone out everywhere.
Yeah, it's yes, you have your dictamic or whatever,
yep.
And your camera and
my sound recorder
and your sound recorder and your
video recorder. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No less than four.
Is that dark or light?
Probably a couple scanners.
Dark.
Okay.
Well, Dave.
Is it dark or light?
Green. Like, yeah, there's something in between, and I guess it doesn't really matter. Dark. Light.
Which one?
Kind of a darkish light.
Charcoal gray.
Light. Kind of a heather color.
But the throgs of the universe are finally seen.
I have a lot of questions about some of this purging and other stuff. I'm like, is it just on the world or is it also in the colonies?
I guess that's up to you.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. It sounds like the world because then it's a hellscape right before it explodes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I will, I'm going to do another event under the expansion. The event is in multiple colonies. Government rule is established to ensure orderly allocation of resources. And I'm probably dark. Okay. Chris.
Do it.
So this is the government themes?
Government military.
Do it under Reformation period.
Hmm.
Make an event.
Mm-hmm. After the treaty or before the treaty?
After the treaty.
Mm-hmm.
Universal government's first use of mechanized exoskeletons to quell revolts.
Whoa.
Or riots or something like that.
Is that light or dark?
That's probably dark.
Okay. John?
I would like to add an event. Under the shattering period before mm-hmm. the potential of the Earth's core,
mm-hmm.
Where the government and military develops mechanized mining machines to dig the giant pits to get to the Earth's core.
Is that light or dark?
Probably light.
Better than sending thrags.
Right.
That's true. Yeah. And now we end almost over. Amber, you get to go again. You can do one thing or two cascading.
I'm going to do two cascading, I think.
Okay.
Under the Reformation period, universal government after the first use of mechanized units to quell revolts. So after that one, I would like to put leader of the nation of Dormor.
Leader of nation.
I said Dormor. I would say Dormor rises up as a nation, a beacon of hope, I think. Like, you know how some there's always that one country that everyone's mm-hmm. like, oh, it's going to be great. That country's got it going on. They know what they're doing. That's where we want to go. Let's just leave.
That is not working with the treaty, with all the other nations.
It's working with the treaty, but it's trying very hard to, and that's the thing. That's what the scene, I'm going to, so the, Dormor rises up as a beacon of like hope for humanity.
Okay.
And then I want to do a scene under that, which I'll dictate. I don't want to.
Guessing that's light.
Yes, that's light. Mm-hmm. And I think there is a leader who rises up. So basically, oh, the question is, who becomes the leader of Dormor, essentially? Is that a good enough question?
Yeah. Is it D-O-M-O-R?
Dormor, like D-O-R-M-O-R, mm-hmm. Dormor. I don't know. We can come up with a better name later on, but I just...
No, I like Dormor.
I was looking up imaginary countries. So I think the scene, that question is, and I think there's... I think there is a family... I think it just starts out as somebody who just... I'm basically stealing from...
What's the scene first?
What do you mean?
Well, so the question is, who becomes the leader of the Dormor? Where does this take place?
It's going to take place at some sort of, like, I don't know. It's not necessarily a town hall. What's a bigger version of a town hall for a nation? Like a
capital building?
Yeah, like a capital building where there's I'm basically stealing from Alexander. What's her face? AOC, essentially. There's just this a person who's young who mm-hmm. wants to do mm-hmm. different things. Mm-hmm. She's becoming like the true face of this sure. whole new movement. Like, we can be better than what we are.
Okay.
Kind of situation.
So are you just dictating this?
Yeah.
Okay.
I already said that at the beginning. I'm dictating.
Sorry. Yeah.
So yeah, that's the scene. It happens in a Capitol building. She is there. She's talking all these great things. People are getting excited about following behind her, essentially.
What's her name?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Does anybody know her name?
No.
She's like Batman.
Who becomes the leader? We need to know who.
I don't know. I'll come up with a name.
Suthra.
Margot Rosewood.
That's actually really nice. Yeah, we'll take that.
All right.
The Rosewood family.
The Rosewood family.
Of Dormor.
Of Dormor.
Of Dormor. Okay. Boom.
There you go.
Last thing is, what is the legacy from this, John?
John.
I think it has to be Margot Rosewood's message. Mm.
The man who assassinated Margot Rosewood.
That's for another time.
There is no more time.
I know.
We're out of time.
And what is the event or dictated scene about her legacy? About her, you know, teaching word, whatever you want to call it.
I think the dictated scene would be the attempted assassination of Margot Rosewood. But,
Where's this at?
Well, it happens as she's leaving her speech at the Capitol.
Oh, so it's right after. Oh, my God.
Right.
She rises up as a leader.
But okay. Genetically so modified humans stop it.
I know. So what's the question?
The question is, does she survive her assassination attempt?
Oh.
And the dictated scene is that a genetically modified human stops the assassination attempt, and she survives.
Nice. I really like how tangled the weave of...
Uh-huh.
Like,
I do, yeah.
Because it's like...
Because like, is it one of the Ugo Thag, like, genetically modified, or is it like one of the perfect people?
Has the Ugo Thag happened yet? Yeah, no, I don't think it has.
My headcanon for the Ugo people is that the corporation decided that one person who can do the work of 10 is more efficient than the three people they had to sacrifice to make
it. Yeah,
right,
sure.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. What's up, Josh?
So the answer was yes, she survives.
Yes.
A genetically modified person saves her?
Yes.
Or does he step in? They step in to take the bullet or what?
It is a person with exceptional martial arts skills and speed who disables the assassin. Okay.
Dang.
There we go. I'm guessing this is light.
Seems light.
Okay.
The end.
And with that, we have played Microscope. There's very, very rich.
There's lots of plumbing to happen here. There's a future to dip into.
Rich cream sauce.
The past is delicious and full of goodness.
Use bread to sop it up.
Fancy white bread.
I think before we quit, we should give Amber a legacy. What? Because Sheet has never had a legacy, so she should be able to choose
Dave
a legacy.
Dave was never a focus either.
Yeah, but Dave did choose a legacy, so I think
that's right. I don't need a legacy.
What it is.
You want me to have a legacy? Space Jam.
There you go.
Come
I'm
on,
sorry
jam.
I mentioned it.
That, well,
there you go. Michael Morton.
There will be a Space Jam.
Copyright strike.
Yeah, exactly. So next time we play, it's actually not in 2 weeks, or 2 weeks after that, but 2 weeks after that. So in 6 weeks, and we will not be playing Beam Saber. We will be playing The Ground itself.
Which is really fun.
It's more of the world building, like, of... The of a place is what to put it.
Of a colony ship?
Of Maybe. A colony ship. Yeah. I'm pretty sure it will be of a colony ship.
Yeah.
Boom shaka laka laka boom shaka.
It's really, I like it.
That's in 2 weeks?
No.
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
What is in 2 weeks?
Nothing. Vacations.
Vacations and vacations and other stuff like that.
So.
With that, I want to thank you all for playing and being in the studio and watching and listening.
You're welcome.
Thanks,
Dave. For all of that. I did it all.
Right. I did all of those things except for listening.
I listened, what? Kind of.
I mean, half-assed.
What was Dave saying?
What?
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 You can get,
is Dave here?
What?
Did Dave show up today?
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
But you can find out if he did or not in other great content like this at geekspective.com.
I have to admit, it was weird listening to Dave not going like...
Oh, like breaking up.
I know. It felt kind of nice, actually.
Wow.
The first time I've been able to speak in sentences in 3 years.
Oh, how sad.
It is sad.
And with that, we're going to say goodbye. Thank you for listening. Join us again in 2 weeks as we continue world building. Next game will be a deviation of the original world building plan as I play a duo game. You'll have to wait and see what the game is and with who. After that, we will continue our world building with The Ground Itself by Everest Pipkin. In the meantime, check out some of the other great shows on our network at geekspective.com. If you enjoyed what you heard, give us a follow on Twitter at @tales_moxery or geekspective. You can also give me a follow at @evildmjosh. Finally, if you like what you heard, give us a review on your podcast player of choice and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/geekspective if you feel so inclined. And with that, this is Josh Long signing out.